Hey, it's Laura.
And Liz.
Thanks for tuning in to the first episode of Unqualified Adults.
Oftentimes, it's hard to admit all the crippling feelings that we have around becoming an adult. Anxious.
Scared.
Overwhelmed.
Unprepared.
Isolated.
Duped. Honestly, I didn't realize it was going to be this hard. We both experienced this onslaught of unexpected challenges after graduating from college and realizing that every aspect of our lives was now open-ended and we had to determine our own path and happiness. But from the outside, it seemed like everyone else around us had their lives together and made it seem so easy.
We think we're completely alone with these feelings.
Mm-hmm. But we're far from alone. It wasn't until we started opening up to friends and family about these challenges that we realized other people were struggling too. And in fact, adulthood is more of a lifelong journey.
Who knew? But after looking a little further into things, we found that depression and anxiety are defining characteristics of millennials. And the sad part is it's only getting worse. The generation after millennials, iGen or Gen Z, is struggling even more with anxiety. The irony is, we think that these feelings of loneliness and anxiety are unique to us, when in reality, we're all struggling in silence.
We wanted to start a dialogue to expose the naked truth of what it means to become an adult in today's world, and remind those who are also struggling that they are not alone.
So let's take a step back. Basically, what we're going to do on this podcast is chat with other professionals, young and old, and let them expose how they really handle adulthood. Hopefully, hearing other people's stories will help all of us feel a little less anxious about the whole adulting thing.
And just to clarify, for us, becoming an adult meant graduating from college, starting a full-time job, taking on new financial responsibilities, etc. But we realize everyone defines adulthood in a different way. So we're excited to hear from people with all different types of backgrounds and experiences, and hopefully learn some new definitions too. For today, we're going to get started with our own stories.
We actually have a lot in common.
I went to NYU, where I studied marketing and management.
I went to the King's College in Manhattan, where I studied politics, philosophy, and economics. And we both work at a Big Four in the marketing and communications department.
I've lived in the city for about 4.5 years.
And I've lived in the city for about 3.5 years, which means I think we both count as New Yorkers.
Yeah, definitely.
Of course.
And most importantly, we both always looked forward to the day when we could call ourselves adults, but we both also experienced this crippling anxiety around the idea.
Yeah, I always aspired to be an adult, but I never thought that I would be good enough.
Really?
Yeah. In college, I constantly had anxiety over graduating, getting a job, supporting myself, finding a place to live, finding meaning in life. It got so bad that my senior year of college, I actually got vocal nodes for a few months.
What are vocal nodes? You know? Oh my gosh, that sounds serious.
They're those things they talk about in Pitch Perfect that you normally get from singing. My doctor told me not to go to a lot of places, to avoid talking a lot, which was really difficult for me as an extrovert. I felt entirely useless, defeated. I didn't know how I was going to start a career like this or how I was even going to graduate college if talking was difficult. How was I going to network? How was I going to get to know people? And I was terrified to tell people that my problem was most likely caused from stress because the doctors couldn't find any other reason for the vocal nodes.
I also had several experiences throughout college where I had crazy physical manifestations of stress. I've told you about this.
Yeah, no, it was so comforting to know that somebody else had physical problems from stress as well.
Yeah, there was a couple of days where I was in bed with crippling back pains and I couldn't get out of bed. Okay, that's a story for another day. But for me, you know, one of the challenges that I faced set in after graduation. Suddenly, I felt like with so much free time, I realized, I mean, obviously, I could do anything that I really wanted to do. I had all of these goals my entire life that I had all this time to put into action, which sounded amazing, right? I was so excited.
Yeah.
I thought so too. Until one day I became paralyzed by the options in front of me. I spiraled into this whole crazy existential crisis thinking about my life. I looked to work to find some sort of all-encompassing meaning that I just wasn't finding there. And suddenly I just felt so lost and out of control of my own life that for a couple of weeks I could honestly barely get out of bed. I felt depressed and overwhelmed, and it kind of sucked. It honestly sounds silly to talk about now because I realize I have so much to be grateful for, and I'm so lucky in a lot of ways.
We'll be the first to admit that we don't have our shit together.
And we'd be willing to wager that some part of you, if not all, feels the same way.
Behind masterfully crafted facades lie feelings of confusion, loneliness, anxiety, and inadequacy.
We all feel like unqualified adults at times.
But for some reason, we don't feel comfortable talking about the unexpected challenges that are associated with adulthood.
After years of listening to young New Yorkers and sharing our own stories about how we feel about adulthood, we've experienced the energizing freedom of being nakedly honest about life.
We want to share this energy. We hope people's stories about their unqualified feelings remind you that you're in good company.
Your facade might be fooling those around you into thinking that you have this whole adulting thing figured out, but it isn't helping you feel satisfied, happy, or qualified.
Let's be real together.